is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
With the real power elite colluding with the Russians, please stand up. The mainstream media is being forced to accept a heavily documented investigation into Russian corruption leading to Bill and Hillary Clinton. The Hill reports, before the Obama administration approved a controversial deal in 2010, giving Moscow control of a large swath of American uranium, the FBI had gathered substantial evidence that Russian nuclear industry officials were engaged in bribery, kickbacks, extortion, and money laundering designed to grow Vladimir Putin's atomic energy business inside the United States, according to government documents and interviews. Obama's FBI under Mueller and then Comey, together with the Justice Department under Rod Rosenstein, essentially buried an investigation into Vadim Mikurin, the Russian negotiating the padded no-bid contracts after the Obama administration alerted Congress by approving of the selling off of 20% of the United States uranium supply via Uranium One to Rosatom, and then allowed the same company, Rosatom, to sell the uranium in the United States while Bill Clinton received hundreds of thousands of dollars in speaking fees for Russian audiences interested in the uranium deal, all under the watch of Hillary Clinton while she served as Secretary of State.
We have the documents, we have the witnesses, we have the FBI reports that were given to Mueller and then to Comey that were completely and totally killed because Mueller's law firm and companies that Mueller sits on the boards of are heavily invested with state-run mining and energy companies and gas companies and, wait for it, defense companies in Russia, and it's in the FBI investigation. Hillary, as the Secretary of State, was signing waivers.
Reports suggest that the Clinton Foundation received millions of dollars from interested parties in the transaction. Bill Clinton received $500,000 for a speech in Moscow, June 2010, from the Russian government-aligned bank. The same month as the speech, Russia began the uranium acquisition process. This fact pattern raises serious concerns about improper political influence on the process by the Clintons during the Obama administration. Has the Justice Department fully investigated whether the Russians compromised the Obama administration's decisions to smooth the way for transactions? And if not, why not?
Mr. Chairman, we're working hard to maintain discipline in the department. It wouldn't be appropriate for me to comment on any ongoing investigation.
The Department of Justice today, under President Trump, Attorney General Sessions, could tomorrow come back and say we are removing this gag order, that we believe that there's a compelling national interest to know. We want this individual to testify before Congress. We want the public to know exactly what went on. So this is not something that's unbreakable, but it just simply takes a request from the Department of Justice to remove that gag order. If that gag order is not removed, I think it's doubtful this businessman's going to want to go public because he doesn't want to be put in legal jeopardy.
Mikurin's use of extortion and bribery is well documented. Regardless, The Hill reports the lack of fanfare left many key players in Washington with no inkling that a major Russian nuclear corruption scheme with serious national security implications had been uncovered. On December 15, 2015, the Justice Department put out a release stating that Mikurin, a former Russian official residing in Maryland, was sentenced today to 48 months in prison and ordered to forfeit more than $2.1 million. No more fumbling around for the drain on the swamp. If there is any justice, congressional investigations and prosecution need to immediately follow up on all of this evidence.
The FBI now has evidence that Russia for years has been doing this, and they're reporting the FBI has evidence that literally they use bribery to gain control over America's uranium industry, all while the Obama administration did nothing. And the Clintons benefited to the tune of nearly $145 million. You want a real Russia collusion story? We've got it.
John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, BrainForce, now BrainForce Plus. There's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then BrainForce is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Is the War Room.
Well, well, well. Here we are, Thursday, October 19th, 2017, in the middle of the information war, in the middle of the second great American Revolution and awakening, and it's only just begun. The left and the globalists are flopping and flailing around like desperate fish out of water looking for air. And we're cutting off a lot of their air supply. You're seeing a lot of people being arrested, running sex rings. Yes, folks, including infants. Truly sickening stuff, but this scum is finally being addressed. You're seeing Hollywood collapse, the collapse of the Democrats, and much more. All the signs are there. So we'll get into that, and we'll get into some news. Let's just come right into this and take a look at what the enemies are doing against Trump today. Now, what is the Dow at now? Like over 23,000. There's new stock records every day, it seems like. I mean, just literally the stock market is just crushing it right now. Now, what rises must also fall, but you can't deny the records that the stock market has been experiencing, record highs. Not just since Trump was inaugurated, but even since Trump was elected. And quite honestly, a lot of these jobs were returning and the stock market was even gaining confidence before Trump was elected because we all saw what was coming. But I wanted to do a little flashback in time. Just wanted to go back, you know, just wanted to be nostalgic. This is from CNN, October 24th, 2016. Headline, a Trump win would sink stocks. If Donald Trump wins the election, U.S. stocks almost certainly tank. How big of a drop? We're projecting a 10 to 15% nosedive. Oh, sorry, Heather Long from CNN, but the odds on that were a little long, and you were wrong. And just like people that voted for Barack Obama 8 years ago realize how big of a fraud he was, you're going to have a same class of people that listen to CNN and MSNBC thinking it's real. In 8 years, they're going to realize how fake it is. So nice try, CNN. A Trump win would sink stocks. Wrong. Fewest jobless claims since 1973. Show firm U.S. job market. Oh, wasn't it Obama that he didn't even know what was going on?
What, is Trump going to wave a magic job wand?
Oh, well, I guess he did. Fewest job claims in 40 years under President Trump. Fewest jobless claims, excuse me. So, yeah, unemployment down, jobs up, stock market up. Anheuser-Busch announces $2 billion boost for American brewing. So now Anheuser-Busch, a company that's kind of gone a little bit globalist recently, actually got bought by InBev, but now they're investing $2 billion in America, and they're saying that this is going to produce at least 17,000 new jobs. I know that this scares the left to death. They're little minions. You might have to get a job. You might have to get a job. I know that scares you. We're going to show some of these leftist minions that are scared to work here today. We've got some shocking footage. This is what victory over ISIS looks like. This is from the New York Times. And it talks about how they've now had victory in Syria. Yes, the people of Syria are liberated. People are going back to their Catholic churches and Christians are out having ceremonies again. Mosul, Iraq. Fallujah, Iraq. Ramadi, Iraq. Kobani, Syria. Again, headline from the New York Times that hates Trump. In fact, we got a clip on that, how much they hate Trump. We'll get to that too. And even they have to admit, under the Trump administration and the Trump regime, we're actually having victories over ISIS where we didn't see him before. Trump to nominate Simmons to lead FTC, White House says. Simmons was a partner in the law firm Paul Rice, Rifkind, Wharton, and Garrison LLP. And so he's going to be the lawyer at the Federal Trade Commission. And this is a guy who specializes in antitrust lawsuits. Simmons is a longtime antitrust attorney with Paul Weiss. Antitrust. Boy, I wonder if Simmons will actually get to work on some of the antitrust lawsuits that need to be waged against some of the monopolies out there. Mexicans see models of Trump's impenetrable wall and they're not impressed. I don't care how impressed you are or not. Just quit crossing the border illegally. It's really that simple. Okay. George Bush comes out of retirement to throw shade at Trump as he denounces bullying and prejudice in politics and praises the value of immigration. Again, President Trump is pro-immigration. I'm sick of how the left literally steals the meaning of language. President Trump is pro-immigration. He's anti-illegal immigration. Bush also threw shade saying bullying, pointing at Trump as a bigot. You've heard it all, but let's go right to good old George W. Bush.
Bigotry seems emboldened. Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication. There are some signs that the intensity of support for democracy itself has waned, especially among the young.
Oh, the
We've seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty. At times, it can seem like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. Argument turns too easily into animosity. Disagreement escalates into dehumanization. Too often, we judge other groups by their worst examples, while judging ourselves by our best intentions. Forgetting the image of God we should see in each other. We've seen nationalism distorted into nativism. We've forgotten the dynamism that immigration has always brought to America. Bigotry or white supremacy in any form is blasphemy against the American creed.
Yeah, you know, this whole white supremacy thing is really getting old. White nationalism. It's all just painting the white, just negativity on white people. George Bush talking about conspiracy theories. Don't believe in conspiracy theories. Yeah, like 9/11 when you were president. But see, this is great because they're all showing their true colors. And the people that used to like George Bush that now like President Trump see George Bush for who he really is. So thank you, George Bush, for showing us who you really are. Now, who is the New York Times? Well, it's an anti-Trump printing company. Here's the latest from Project Veritas on New York Times.
Edition. We continue our undercover investigation with part four into the New York Times. The first video showed Nicholas Dudik, a so-called junior editor, talking about the paper's activist editorial agenda. Part two showed Desiree Hsu talking about the paper influencing electoral results. The deputy managing editor responded first by saying they're reviewing the situation. The executive editor says he was going to be taking action. Now, we continue with someone who hasn't worked at the New York Times for 6 months or 6 years, but someone who's worked there for 20 years as an IT contractor. And he, more than anyone, is exposed to the internal workings and the shenanigans at the New York Times. And you will be amazed at the things he says.
So the people I work with are pissed. They're like, f***ing, this is bullshit. They hate Trump. Everybody hates Trump. They're like, Trump.
So everybody in the office is saying Trump.
Trump, yeah, they all hate him.
Have you met anybody in the office who's like...
No. Every person I work with, they're like... I can't believe it.
Why is that though?
One guy I know, he quit his job and moved to Canada.
Hatred. Profanity. Moving to Canada? According to Gordon, this is business as usual at the New York Times.
And have you ever had anybody in New York Times' office come up to you and say, I actually enjoy Trump?
No.
Really?
No one there. Not one person.
Not one person.
Not one. Everyone in the
So they hate him like a plague, dude.
The anti-Trump New York Times has to admit that the Trump administration is actually having victory over ISIS in the Middle East. New York Times is fake news.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
We have your Russian collusion, Mad Maxine, but you might want to hold on to that impeach 45 pitchfork because it's not what it seems. A new bombshell report from The Hill reveals that the FBI had uncovered a Russian bribery plot way back in 2009. The FBI gathered substantial evidence that Russian nuclear industry officials were engaged in bribery, kickbacks, extortion, and money laundering designed to grow Vladimir Putin's atomic energy business inside the U.S. But they sat on the story for years, allowing President Obama to sign a controversial deal in 2010, giving Russia control of 20% of U.S. uranium. The report confirms the Russians routed millions of dollars into the U.S. to support this scheme via charitable donations to the Clinton Foundation. Plus, special counsel Robert Mueller sat on the committee alongside Hillary Clinton, which rubber-stamped the sale of uranium despite knowing about Russian racketeering. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
Well, the political left, which isn't really left, it's really just a bunch of miscreants and corrupt politicians at the top, is really falling apart, busting at the seams, don't know what to do. Now, Richard Spencer is speaking at the University of Florida today. And this is really quite absurd. I mean, apparently it cost the University of Florida $500,000 just for the security for this event. So, but do you blame that on Richard Spencer, or do you blame that on the foaming at the mouth people that are so desperate to get out and protest anything and everything for causing such a ruckus? So apparently we've got some live feed. If you guys just want to, if we can get any of that to roll. Apparently people have been arrested. Some people brought firearms. But they also had to declare a state of emergency because of white nationalist Richard Spencer's speech. I don't know what the deal is with Spencer. I don't know if he's controlled or he's just genuine in the things he believes and says. It's so crazy. But again, they have to declare a state of emergency because he's going to Florida to do a speech. Whether you like his speech or not, he really has the right to say everything he says. Yeah, we won't put the audio of these videos up, guys, this live feed. If you just want to roll some of it, just B-roll if any of it's good. But you certainly, I mean, I thought that the left was for free speech, right? I mean, they have all these free speech marches. They want to take a knee during the anthem when we honor the troops and the flag and the country. But if it's Richard Spencer, then you don't get free speech. You see, because you don't go along with their thought process. Okay, so stuff's going down. I just hate, this is why I'm afraid of Richard Spencer more than anything, because he does have a following, but he's always the white nationalist, it's always white. So they cast this whole blanket on white people and say that Richard Spencer is the representation of all white people. And it's just, not true. Richard Spencer is just a guy who's basically, I mean, he has white pride and he has his political beliefs. He has his right to free speech. And just like anyone else that's a conservative, the left has to come out and be violent and disrupt their free speech. So that's what's going on right now in Florida. Richard Spencer, the white nationalist. Why can't you just call him a political pundit? I mean, why do you have to label him a white nationalist? It's because they want to take his whatever he says that they view as negative, whatever he says that's viewed as controversial, and then cast that upon all white people. But the left is totally collapsing. Anyway, Shia LaBeouf, by the way, has to go to anger management now. I can't even. Shia LaBeouf goes to anger management. That's all right, guys. All right, but anyway, this is a young something or other that was spotted outside of the Richard Spencer speech today. Go ahead and get this, guys. Here's a nice, good liberal protesting Richard Spencer today. Apparently his mother didn't teach him to zip up his pants there. But he'll figure that out someday. Trump is the symptom. Capitalism is the disease. Socialism is the cure. It's really amazing because, you know, here's the thing about capitalism. They want to label capitalism as like a right-wing thing. Capitalism has no political affiliation. Capitalism is freedom. Capitalism does not go left or right or down or up. Capitalism goes wherever you want it to go. That's the point of capitalism. That's the point of a free market. But this young man, so anyway, he says socialism is the cure. So then I go and I'm like, wait a second. Does this man understand that the Nazis were socialist? And then I got triggered by this. This is the definition of Nazism according to Wikipedia. I'm sick of this. So they got the pretty much it all right. Nazis were national socialists. They were known as the Nazis. But they labeled the Nazi Germany Party as a far right group. Far right. What? Socialists are on the left.
Why do the Nazis get labeled far right? That is a leftist ideology. Socialism is a leftist ideology. So Nazis are not far right, they're far left. All right, let's go to this clip though. This is unbelievable. We had the clip yesterday, students interrupting a Republican college group. Now they're interrupting a course at UCLA. This is really incredible stuff. Oh, I've never heard that one. How original. Fascist. A leftist ideology. This is higher education, folks. This is higher learning. Somebody sedate that woman.
Charles Murray,
could you ask the question, please?
No, I'm not finished.
Yes, please. That is
There's horrible. A fascist in the White House right now. They're running over people's lives. You're putting forward somebody like Charles Murray as a legitimate intellectual who is advocating for the...
Thank you very much.
Black people. You wouldn't put somebody who's a flat earther at a college campus.
Oh, here they are playing identity politics again.
This isn't working anymore, so I'm going to have to use my bullhorn voice. This is outrageous. You're not dealing with the reality. You're not dealing with the reality that we're facing right
reality.
Now. People are being deported. Yes, it's taking me out of this room, but I'm not going to shut up. Look, we need to actually organize ourselves to create a political crisis. To get this fascist regime from power.
There's all right, did you hear that? Oh, and they clap. Oh, yeah. Woo! Oh, yeah. So she just said, we need to create a crisis to get this fascist regime from power. They need to create a crisis. That's what you call a sore loser. That's like you're playing pickup basketball. And your buddy who brought the ball loses and he just takes his ball and goes home. We had an election. You lost. Now, unfortunately, they fall for the fake news and they probably actually think that Russia, somehow hacked it. Even though Putin just came out, and Kit Daniels from Infowars.com just wrote this. Putin, Hillary behind Russian collusion hysteria and elites disrespect Trump voters. Oh, wow. Who's been telling you that? Now Putin says it. We got more on Putin. But here's another clip. Antifa, they had a dance competition. This is really some powerful stuff.
Antifa!
Look at that. Look at that nice little Antifa witch. Yeah, I'll dance with you. Look at this. You got a bunch of Antifa members who, I don't know, they must be on drugs. They basically look like Elaine Bennis from Seinfeld. Antifa! If you've ever seen Elaine Bennis try to dance in Seinfeld, these people are actually worse. One of them's dressed like a witch. And then the best part is it's coming right now. Yes, the best part. There's actually more gold. And they zoom out. And then look at this young child. This young kid sees him and he's like, what is going on? What am I looking at?
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
There it is, folks. There's the Antifa dance competition. You're seeing it right now. You've got Elaine Benes on the right versus Antifa on the left. And just like they said in Seinfeld, it is truly shocking. It is horrifying footage. It is graphic. You should not show this footage to your kids. Antifa! It's the Antifa dance competition. And just like the people are looking on in horror at Elaine's dance moves, you'll also notice that the crowd here is looking on in horror at the dance moves by these Antifa members, specifically this young man that's about to be zoomed in on. He is just shocked. That young man should not be exposed to such graphic dance moves as this. So there it is, folks, the Antifa dance competition. Elaine Benes beats them all. Okay, we're having a little fun here on the War Room. Let's bring in our guest now, Austin Peterson, from my home state of Missouri, trying to drain the swamp of Claire McCaskill, one of the most anti-man members of Congress. She truly just despises men. A lot of stuff on your plate, Austin. Obviously, you're fighting for free speech, tax reform, Second Amendment, doing something about the debt. But if I recall, were you dealing with some social media censorship not too long ago?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I was giving away an AR-15 for my campaign, and they didn't have a problem with it. I was paying for them to promote the campaign, and they had no problem with that. But I specifically did a video where I talked about Claire McCaskill voting against our gun rights, and that they had a problem with. They took that video down and banned me for 30 days. They wouldn't respond to any messages asking why.
And this was on Facebook?
It was on Facebook, and what we found out was that their chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, had contributed the maximum amount to Claire McCaskill, and that's all it took for us to go to the press with that. And when we pushed back, they wrote back and said, no, not a violation of the terms of service, and they unbanned me,
but they
still have the video deleted. Yeah.
That's total collusion against you. You're literally, yeah, so you've got Facebook and the government. In this case, Claire McCaskill literally colluding against you.
Right. And it's just funny because they're under a lot of fire for election interference, taking a lot of money from Russian spammers for interfering elections. And then they leaned into our election and had silenced me and were promoting my opponent.
Wow. AustinForSenate.com. He's running against Claire McCaskill. You just heard it. The government is colluding with Facebook to try to keep Austin out of office. Why do you think that is, folks? Well, you know why. Austin, you know, it's pretty amazing right now. Free speech is one of your big topics. Free speech on college campus is something you talk about a lot. Very timely right now. You've got Richard Spencer, who's out speaking in Florida, regardless of whether we agree or disagree with what he's saying. He has the right to assemble. He has the right to free speech. But it seems like whenever a quote unquote conservative or right winger wants to have a speech, the left is always there to disrupt it and silence it.
Well, the problem with defending freedom is that you have to defend people even if you disagree with them. And the problem is that there is you're going to defend miscreants, you're going to defend bigots, you're going to have to defend people, even Nazis, because even Nazis in America have free speech. But the left is starting to push their agenda so hard now that they're conflating speech with violence. And they're saying that a certain type of speech could be considered a microaggression. And that's why you had to spend $600,000 on security to protect the students of Berkeley University in California, from a 5'3" tall Jewish kid, Ben Shapiro. It shouldn't have to be that way. And, obviously I don't support the views of people like Richard Spencer, but Richard Spencer should be able to say what he wants to say. The best way to counteract, speech that you disagree with is speech that you agree with. And, you know, Ron Paul once famously said that we don't have the freedom of speech so we can talk about the weather. We have freedom of speech so we can talk about very dangerous things. And I'm afraid that we're putting our college students into these bubbles so that they're not going to be prepared to deal with the real world when they get out there. I mean, look what happens. They become NFL players and then they turn into snowflakes.
You know, this is actually incredible. You just said two things that really stuck out to me. One was I believe this is part of a social engineering program specifically in the colleges to equate speech with violence. And that's what has led to these people's responses to free speech. But then again, you know, earlier I was talking about how they spent $500,000 on security at the University of Florida for Richard Spencer's speech. You mentioned how they spent $500,000 for Ben Shapiro's speech. They probably had to spend more than that for Coulter's speech, more than that for Milo's speech. So we're talking about millions and millions of dollars spent to protect the community from leftists. Literally, you're taking millions of dollars to have to protect the community from leftists. Why wouldn't they just decide to stay home? Maybe we could give that money to charity.
Well, true. But you know what the real problem, of course, is that when you have these publicly funded universities, you have to be able to protect people's free speech. If it was a private university could simply say, no, we refuse to allow Richard Spencer to speak on our campuses. But because of the collusion between our educational system and the government, in a sense, we have to finance the problems that are created by the left. And these universities are just turning into social justice warrior and communist factories. They're just churning them out. Here in Missouri, you know what went on at the University of Missouri at Columbia.
It destroyed the university, Austin. The university has never recovered. Enrollment is down. They can't fill up all these new dorms they built. They can't win a football game. They can't do anything.
Yeah, I was actually at Northwest Missouri State University up in Maryville just last night talking to the college Republicans, and several of the people that I spoke to actually moved away from Columbia. They got away from Mizzou because they didn't want to be in that kind of environment because they didn't feel like their views were going to be respected on campus. So we have to push back against what the Social Democrats' agenda has been. I mean, in many ways, we're very lucky that we don't have Hillary Clinton for president right now, because you know where she'd come down on these sides of the issues. And I'm running to be a senator from Missouri because I want to respect free speech. I want to respect our First Amendment. And as you heard earlier, I want to respect our Second Amendment as well.
Austin Peterson trying to help us drain the swamp of Claire McCaskill. Trust me, folks, she is truly a swamp creature. But it's amazing to me, Austin, when we talk about what happened at the University of Missouri and what we're continuing to see happen. And then you talk about some students you're talking to at Northwest Missouri University, which is obviously a smaller school. Most people have never heard of it. I remember I had friends that were seniors at the University of Missouri, Mizzou in Columbia, Missouri, when a student, I don't remember, 1946 or whatever it was, started happening. And they were telling me that if they weren't seniors, they would leave. If they weren't already in their senior year, they would have left. And they're advising, you know, younger siblings, younger friends, just don't even go near this school right now. It's a total disaster. I mean, this is what liberalism does.
Well, unfortunately, they're not teaching the Constitution in our schools, right? They're teaching some form of twisted methodology that it has a whole lot more to do with the type of people that I'm running against in this race on both sides of the aisle. I don't know if you had heard, but the current Attorney General of Missouri just jumped into this race last week, and Mitch McConnell and Karl Rove and the Swamp are pouring hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So they're really, you really got them frightened, don't you?
Yeah, actually, we hear that they weren't supposed to jump into the race until next year. But because of all of the endorsements and the momentum we've been picking up, we hear that they jumped into the race early because he didn't want to be seen as breaking his promise to voters that he was going to serve as attorney general too early. It was just funny because as soon as he got elected, he didn't go to Jefferson City. He went straight to Washington, D.C. to meet with Mitch McConnell. And now they're out there pushing for the attorney general of Missouri. Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer both have their picks in this race. They're pouring millions of dollars in it. All my money is coming from the grassroots supporters, active military members, single moms, construction workers, and that I'm, because they know that the only special interest that I have is liberty. But the swamp is got between both of us. They're trying to make it appear as if the attorney general has the support of the conservative grassroots, but that's just not the case.
And who is that again?
Attorney General Josh Hawley campaigned last year that he wasn't going to run for higher office. And then immediately upon taking office, Mitch McConnell brought him to D.C. and encouraged him to break that promise, which he has done, and is now challenging me for the nomination of the Republican Party.
So that's going to be the conservative establishment candidate. And then you obviously got the swamp creature, Claire McCaskill, on the other side. But you are the grassroots candidate, absolutely. Austin Peterson is our guest. He's going to be with us for one more segment. Austin for Senate.com. He mentioned how they don't teach the Constitution in schools anymore. I'm actually wearing my high school lapel pin today, CBC High School in St. Louis. You couldn't graduate from my high school unless you got a 100% on the Constitution exam and a 100% on the Bill of Rights test. Here I am.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep.
Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force, now Brain Force Plus. There's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Our guest is Austin Peterson. We're able to get these great guests. And did you know we're live 10 hours a day now? That's right. InfoWars is now live 10 hours a day. And it's thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some great specials running on that website right now. The big special that is continuing right now while supplies last is 50% off Brain Force. This is one of our most popular products. It's still 50% off. I think Alex is just trying to sell all of it. I think he's just going to try to sell every last bit of this at 50% off until we get a new run of it. So that probably means that there could be a time where we're out of this product. So if this is something that you use every day or that's part of your routine, you need to take advantage now before we run out. 50% off Brain Force Plus, unless you have AutoShip, where if you've signed up for AutoShip, we always guarantee product availability. So even when we have these huge specials that end up selling out a lot of our products, if you have the AutoShip, we always hold some back to make sure that you get your AutoShip commitment. And that also gives you an additional 10% off any product that you put on AutoShip. One of the great features at InfoWarsStore.com with all of our health supplements is the auto ship with the additional 10% off. How about Super Male Vitality? 30% off Super Male Vitality right now. Anthroplex is also 50% off. 50% off Anthroplex. 40% off our B12 supplement. 40% off Secret 12. 40% off Survival Shield X2. 40% off BioTrue Selenium. These are all great supplements that a lot of people use every day. Why not go to InfoWarsStore.com and try out ours? And an exclusive coupon code, PRO10, PRO10 with True Whey Protein. You get 10% off with PRO10. So in the checkout and the coupon code, enter PRO10 and you get 10% off whey protein. That's an additional 10% off to whatever the special is. If we're running one, we're usually running specials all the time. So check out InfoWarsStore.com, all of our great products. All right, Austin Peterson is our guest. Final segment with him, AustinForSenate.com. Austin, one of the biggest things being talked about right now and bandied about is tax reform. And it seems like everybody wants tax reform, but it seems like there seems to be maybe a discrepancy on whether that means tax cuts or perhaps some people saying an increase of taxes. Tax reform is something that you're running on. If you were in the Senate right now, what would be your approach, or what approach would you advise President Trump take to tax reform? Obviously, he's basically dragging the turtle Mitch McConnell around behind him. But what do you think about what's being proposed right now for tax reform?
His plan. Those guys have been advancing the concept of fundamental tax reform, which is really what I want. In an ideal world, we'd get rid of the income tax and the IRS. But in the short term, as we move towards an actual free society, perhaps we can cut our corporate income tax rate in half. We can cut our income tax, personal income tax rate down to around 15%. We have the highest corporate income tax rate in the world, and it's actually higher than China's right now. And so I applaud the president for his push for tax reform. I wish that the Senate Majority Leader would get on board and get his caucus in order, because right now the biggest problem are the obstructionists behind the swamp creatures, McConnell and others, Paul Ryan in the House. And I think that if we had time, we could push fundamental tax reform. Unfortunately, it seems as if the GOP can't seem to get anything done, and we may only get tax cuts, which I think is a bit of a missed opportunity, and it's part of the reason why I'm running, because in the end of the day, what tax cuts are all about is creating jobs. If we could do things like get rid of the payroll tax, then we could get people to be able to put more food on the table and have a little bit more financial security. But as long as we have runaway government spending, a national debt of $20 trillion or more, then we're not going to be able to have the kind of growth policies that we really need in this country. We need free markets. We need to cut spending, cut taxes. We need to overturn Obamacare legislatively, and it's time to get the federal government off our backs.
And the president has a mandate to me on all of these things, especially when it comes to repealing Obamacare, especially when it comes to cutting the taxes. I mean, those two things to me, he's addressing the immigration issue. That thing is so crazy. Really, he just wants to follow the law and not have lawlessness at the border. But I mean, I think about the president cutting taxes as a mandate. I think about him repealing Obamacare as a mandate. The problem is, as you said, we've got all of these blockades in Congress. You know, I'm just curious, if 2018 comes around and we elect the right people to get into the Congress to not only give the president the mandate, but also the Congress behind it, do you think that this could be the kind of thing where we don't actually see any movement until 2018 if we get a right Congress in order?
Yes, unfortunately, I think that we're only going to be able to pass the sort of fundamental reforms that we want to see if we have a mandate in the Senate. 60 seats would be the tiebreaker, or the filibuster breaker as well. And I think that we've got an opportunity here to do so, but we need to make sure that we're vetting our candidates properly across the country and find out where the money is flowing into who. Of course, you got Steve Bannon out there and Breitbart trying to take out some of these Republican incumbents. We're not sure what kind of stability that might lead to. But if we had some good conservative, constitutional conservatives in there, people like myself who want to go help Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, and others stay the course and support the president's agenda for tax cuts, cutting regulations, and having real reform, then I think we can do what we really want to do. And I applaud the president for doing exactly what he said he was going to do for campaigning. A lot of presidents, they campaign one way, and then when they get in office, they do the opposite. But I believe that if the Senate have been able to pass a repeal of Obamacare, the president would have signed it. And I was excited to see that Senator Rand Paul had given the president his greatest accomplishment, which was to make it so that individuals could purchase insurance across state lines. And a lot of people on our side were critical because they were saying, well, this shouldn't be done by executive order. But executive orders interpret existing law. They're not supposed to create new laws. And all the president did with that executive order was to interpret the law that already allows corporations to purchase insurance across state lines to create insurance pools. It allowed individuals to do the same. Why should the corporations be able to get that benefit? And then individuals like myself, like my insurance was canceled a couple of months ago because they won't be able to provide it in the individual insurance market. Now the president and Rand Paul have essentially made it so that there will be what the liberals are calling a dangerously unregulated insurance market, which is very exciting because that might mean we'll get lower prices next year so that middle America, people like myself and farmers in Missouri, can actually afford insurance.
Yeah, they're freaked out because they're not going to have total control over the insurance market. And, you know, what the picture you're painting is accurate because Trump basically took what Obamacare did, which was put these insurance providers above the law and monopolistic, and said, no, you're going to have to compete for rates and you're not going to be above the law in that regard. You mentioned Bannon. Has Steve Bannon reached out to you?
We have not heard from the Breitbart people. We've heard some rumors. I think this is wishful thinking on their part. Rumors that they might be supporting my opponent, the Mitch McConnell-backed candidate in the race. But there's actually been no direct contact on our part with the Breitbart team. Obviously, it'd be great to have their support. But I was a libertarian last year. I was not a Republican, so that might be problematic on my part, and I have to own up to that. You know, I have been a believer in liberty. I still am, but there is an R after my name now. But I haven't seen any actual overt support from the Bannon people to the Hawley people, even though that's being reported. I think that's actually some wishful thinking on the behalf of the liberal media who wants mm-hmm. that to be true so that they could tar and feather Hawley with the sort of the racist bigot brush like they always do. From everything that I've seen, it seems like the Breitbart people are mostly focusing on Republican incumbents that they're trying to primary, people like Jeff Flake out in Arizona. And others who are up for re-election who are not supporting the president. So in my mind, it seems that the Breitbart people are mostly going to stay out of their race. I'm having to grassroots it, bootstrap it the whole way.
Well, I feel like you are the perfect candidate for someone like Bannon to get behind. So hopefully I would hope that he would reach out to you because he's trying to break up the Republican establishment. And that's exactly what I think you would be doing. 60 seconds, Austin Peterson, austinforsenate.com, final words.
Yeah, I just want to say that we don't just need another Republican in the U.S. Senate. That's not really what the solution is. We need the right type of Republican, a constitutional conservative who will go to Washington, D.C., drain the swamp, cut spending, cut taxes, get rid of Obamacare like the Republicans have been promising, and go to drain the swamp. That's what I want to do. I want to get the federal government off our backs, and I hope that your supporters will go to austinforsenate.com and help us do that.
Thank you, Austin Peterson. Always a great guest. Always good to catch up with you. And I want you to drain the swamp of Mitch McConnell. Or excuse me, Mitch McConnell would be nice, but Claire McCaskill is who you're running against. It'd be nice to get her out. Thank you, Austin Peterson. AustinForSenate.com. Folks, all I do is I look at who's running in this race. I look at who they're running against. And I find candidates that I want to get into Congress so that we can do exactly what he just described. Let's get behind the president by voting the right people into Congress. And please, Claire McCaskill has got to go.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/.
So, the president of Mexico yesterday, or the ex-president, whatever, whoever, he said, we will not pay for the wall, even consider paying for the wall. So, who's gonna pay for the wall? Who's gonna pay for the wall? Who's gonna pay for the, who's gonna pay for the, who's gonna pay for the wall? Yesterday, and they said, the president of Mexico said they will not under any circumstances pay for the wall. They said to me, what is your comment? I said, the wall just got 10 feet higher. It's true. It's true. So, who's gonna pay for the wall? Who's gonna pay for the wall? Who's gonna pay for the, who's gonna pay for the, who's gonna pay for the wall?
A video from Stockboard Asset, a frequent guest on the War Room, Alistair Williamson. Great drone footage of the wall prototypes. Nice little dub there with music and President Trump. Now we just need to get the Antifa dancers behind it, and we'll have a full party going on here, huh? So you got the wall prototypes being displayed right now. You know, I wonder, you know, people were talking about a potential solar wall. I don't even know if that's economically feasible or even makes sense, but I didn't see anything that looked like a solar wall there. But there's some wall prototypes. There is some semblance of perhaps progress towards building a wall on the border, which is, people love that wall. I don't think we need a wall, but hey, people love that wall. Now, why do we need a wall, though? Why do we need a border? ICE director, suspected wine country arsonist is illegal Mexican national. Would a wall have stopped him? All the wildfires in Mexico that all seemingly started at the same time in multiple counties, and they're investigating it as an act of arson now, killed more than 40 people, burned more than 200,000 acres of land, including most of it in wine country. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agent Acting Director Tom Holman confirmed on Thursday that a man arrested in connection with setting fire in Sonoma County wine country is an illegal alien from Mexico who has been twice returned, but he's back. And he just burned down half of wine country. Holman also confirmed that ICE has issued detainer requests for Jesus Fabian Gonzalez 5 times now in the past year alone, including the one issued on October in relation to his most recent arrest on suspicion of arson. Oh, but guess who protects the non-citizen Jesus Gonzalez from Mexico, twice deported? guess who's protecting him? The ACLU. Think about that. While brave men and women are risking their lives running towards a fire, trying to stomp out the flames and save people's lives, homes, property, the ACLU is standing up for the very person that may have actually perpetuated the entire thing. That is how sick the ACLU is. The ACLU is so sick that they complain Donald Trump says that life starts at conception. So there you go. A non-citizen Mexican national, twice deported, comes here, burns California to the ground. The ACLU sticks up for him, and guess who provided him safety? The state of California is a sanctuary state. So Jesus, magically, him and Jesus Campos have the same name. Magically, he's able to stay in California, protected from being deported. He burns down half of wine country. And where are the liberals now?
We have your Russian collusion, Mad Maxine. But you might want to hold on to that impeach 45 pitchfork because it's not what it seems. A new bombshell report from The Hill reveals that the FBI had uncovered a Russian bribery plot way back in 2009. The FBI gathered substantial evidence that Russian nuclear industry officials were engaged in bribery, kickbacks, extortion, and money laundering designed to grow Vladimir Putin's atomic energy business inside the U.S. But they sat on the story for years, allowing President Obama to sign a controversial deal in 2010, giving Russia control of 20% of U.S. uranium. The report confirms the Russians routed millions of dollars into the U.S. to support this scheme via charitable donations to the Clinton Foundation. Plus, special counsel Robert Mueller sat on the committee alongside Hillary Clinton, which rubber-stamped the sale of uranium despite knowing about Russian racketeering. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
War Room show here on InfoWars.com, and I'm your co-host, Roger Stone, along with my Sancho Panza, Owen Scheuer. Big doings today in New York. George W. Bush viciously attacked President Donald Trump in a speech, incredibly attacking the president on the immigration and the trade issue, saying that we have forgotten the great tradition of immigration. The point, of course, is that it was a porous U.S. borders that allowed a number of Saudi citizens to attack the United States on 9/11. We know, of course, that a number of the hijackers from that day trained right here in the Sarasota area. Governor Jeb Bush was notified of their strange activities, but no one bothered to tell our intelligence agencies in Washington, or if they did, they took no note. Incredible that the Bushes, of all people, having cratered the U.S. economy, having put us on at risk on 9/11, and then have pushed the entire NAFTA international trade deal, where they were major cheerleaders along with their usual charitable crime syndicate partners, the Clintons, to suck all of the jobs out of America. Now comes Donald Trump, who seeks to seal our borders, set up a reasonable immigration system so that we can examine the applications of those who want to come here for the promise of America, wants to renegotiate these one-sided Bush-pushed trade agreements to bring the jobs back to the United States of America. He has to sustain this attack from the deep state a puppet, George W. Bush. Now, when the deep state has to trot out somebody whose credibility is as scorched as George W., you know they're in deep, deep trouble. If you don't know the facts on the Bush crime family, you can get that at InfoWars, where my book, The Bush Crime Family, now available in paperback, charts the entire history of the Bushes from grandfather Prescott Bush's making the family fortune by financing the Nazi war machine. There's the forerunner, Jeb and the Bush crime family, co-written with my longtime colleague, St. John Hunt. St. John, by the way, tells me that among the JFK classified documents that we expect to be released here on October 26th, President Donald J. Trump willing, are the secret diaries of his father, E. Howard Hunt, well-known, legendary CIA operative, and of course one of the Watergate burglars, who on his deathbed confessed to being on the ground in Dealey Plaza on November 22nd, 1963, confirmed it was at least partially a CIA operation, and of course that Lyndon Baines Johnson was, as he put it, running the show. In any event, the attack on the president by George W. included more cheerleading about the horrible Russian threat to subvert our democracy. So they didn't just attack President Trump. They also sought to prop up their failing Russian narrative. The ex-president said, according to our intelligence services, the Russian government has made a project of turning Americans against each other. This effort is broad, systematic, and stealthy. It's conducted on a range of social media platforms. Based on what I've seen, former President Bush, their effort has been limited, ham-handed, and relatively incompetent. I don't know who wrote these Facebook ads, but they were almost incomprehensible. Now, yesterday, the Washington Post contacted me because at some point in the campaign, a image of President Donald Trump wearing a Stetson cowboy hat caught my eye. And I recalled that in 1963, November 22nd to be exact, on his fateful way to Dallas, President John F. Kennedy was presented with a 10-gallon Stetson in Fort Worth. And he declined to put it on, saying he would take it back to the White House and that the Texans could see him wearing it when they visited in a few weeks. A gracious way of saying, I'm not putting that hat on. Ronald Reagan, as a president, looked great in a cowboy hat, and so did Donald Trump, and I retweeted the picture. Little did I know that the Tennessee Republican based source of this document was evidently, in fact, some kind of oblique Russian disinformation site. But there was no copy. There was merely a photo of a very handsome Donald Trump wearing a cowboy hat. And I tweeted something like, Donald Trump does what JFK refused to do, and the link. Quite innocent. Ah, but it was a Russian image that we recycled and retweeted, which proves, Washington Post, exactly what? I would say it proves nothing. So they've rolled George W. Bush off. It talks about foreign aggression, disinformation, and so on. This guy is CIA start to finish. The 9/11 Commission bent over backwards not to expose the role of the Saudis. Thanks to Senator Bob Graham of Florida, the super secret congressional report that showed that members of the Saudi royal family had financed the hijackers while in this country was finally made public. Some of you may remember the yellow cake uranium intelligence reports and the phony weapons of mass destruction that George W. and his advisors used to walk us into a
endless-seeming foreign war that cost America hundreds of millions of dollars and many lives. So let's see. They crashed the economy. They walked us into a phony war. They gave us trade policies that destroyed our job market, and they had a porous immigration system that allowed nine Saudis to enter the country and attack us on 9/11. Good job, George W. I don't think you ought to be criticizing President Donald Trump. I do want to mention to you that we, as always, want to remind you that we have no multi-billionaire benefactor standing in the wings. We don't have a George Soros or a David Rockefeller or even the Koch brothers to write giant $100 million checks to us here at InfoWars. We have to depend on you, the individual info warrior, to support us with your dollars. And that's why we're very proud to bring you the very best, pre-tested, carefully selected products. Yes, we've got t-shirts and books and other First Amendment paraphernalia, but really the real value, the stuff that I love the most, are the all-natural supplements that you can find at the InfoWars.com store. Now, I really think Alex Jones may have gone out of his mind with these discounts. 50% off Anthroplex, 30% off of Super Male Vitality. These two products used in conjunction create a synergy that is optimal for male, shall we say, plumbing health and vitality. So I highly recommend these two products. In all honesty, at these prices, they will not be around long. So you can help yourself and help us here. And frankly, you can kick George Soros right in the groin by going now to the InfoWars.com store and taking advantage of these extraordinary specials. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, and you get the great books and videos, you're fighting the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're here at the War Room at InfoWars.com. Joining me now, two extraordinary activists, Michael Bowen and Stephanie Scruggs Bowen, both of the Coalition for a Strong America.com. You can check out their site. And we're here to discuss the opioid crisis in America and what can be done about it. Michael has a personal story, a journey that he can tell us about, and Stephanie has done extraordinary research into the not only the opioid crisis, but the benefits of medicinal marijuana, which, of course, I am an outspoken advocate for. So welcome to the War Room, Michael and Stephanie.
Thank you for having us.
So, Michael, let's start with you, because you've had an extraordinary personal experience that I think it would be valuable to share for our Info Warriors.
Sure. I was diagnosed with epilepsy at the age of 13 and had been a lifelong sufferer, that was controlled mostly by big pharma drugs until approximately 2 years ago when it became intractable. My wife actually did all the research and convinced me. I was very reluctant, but she convinced me to try medical marijuana, which I did. And over the time, it has proven to be completely effective in controlling my seizures.
At the time, as often happens with barbiturates, which is typically what's used to treat epileptic patients, at the time, his barbiturates were starting to wear off. There's a life cycle, just like with pain medications, where the effectiveness of the medication stops working. And Mike was starting to have breakthrough seizures, even on his medicine, and then we got to the point where it didn't work at all, and he was having 1 to 3 seizures every single night. So to put that into context, if you've never had a seizure before, it's a lot like running the Ironman every single time you have it, all in about 3 minutes. So for your typical epileptic, once you have one, if you don't stroke out, if you don't have a heart attack, and about 5,000 people every year?
56,000 people a year die.
They would die from those. And if you're lucky enough to survive your seizure, you wind up with 3 to 5 days, the older you get, of being completely laid out and exhausted because you've just worked every teensy-tiny muscle in your entire body. So when we started using medical marijuana, we played around with a lot of different CBD treatments, and CBD has no THC in it, so you're not going to get stoned. There's no high effect. There's nothing to it that's going to cause, you know, kind of hippie syndrome or anything like that. We played with a lot of different kinds, about 24 different kinds. We finally found one, Warfighter Hemp, that works. It's all organic, and Mike went from having 3 seizures a night to having none. It's been a miraculous process for us.
That's really extraordinary. Now, you have found it, obviously, to be a beneficial substitute for the opioids, and you make a very compelling case about why medical marijuana is an answer to our current opioid crisis.
Absolutely. So what has been found in states that have legalized medical marijuana, what they have seen is that the average doctor is writing fewer opiate prescriptions every year, to the tune of
1,839 for the average doctor, 1,839 fewer opiate prescriptions.
That's every doctor. That's really significant in fighting the opiate crisis. But in addition, there's huge cost savings to the taxpayer as well. So in 2014, there was a study that they did that they showed that just reducing, and it was an automatic reduction. It wasn't anything the government pushed. But just the fact that people switched from opiates to medical marijuana in 20 states saved $483 million just in 2014 alone. Now, if we were to take that and extrapolated out to all 50 states, we would be saving over $1 billion a year in Medicaid just on opiate prescriptions. But then when you take a look at all of the other illnesses that medical marijuana treats, I expect you'll see multiple billion-dollar savings. And this is why Big Pharma is fighting medical marijuana legalization so hard. You know, we're not here to advocate recreational marijuana or anything like that. We just want a medicine that's as affordable and far more effective than anything that Big Pharma is putting out right now. But Big Pharma is a $100 billion industry. In fact, if you look at it worldwide, it's multiple $1 trillion. And they're terrified that this plant that people can grow in their backyard will cut out the major source of their income, opiates.
Now, you also made a very interesting case to me at lunch today about why medicinal marijuana is at least partially the answer to our probably one of our biggest current crises in this country, and that is the health care of our veterans. This is something I know the president feels very deeply about, and I think it may be one of the most important reasons why it's vital at this point to protect the access to cannabis. It's being used largely for medicinal purposes in the 29 states that have legalized it. I come from this from a states' rights point of view. I never smoked marijuana in high school. I never smoked it even in college. It was not until I saw the actual medical benefits to both my grandfather and my father, both of whom died of horrifically of cancer, and I saw that the OxyContin that they were trying to feed them was doing more harm than good. They lost their appetite. My grandfather weighed under 100 pounds. He weighed about 98 pounds when we finally obtained some marijuana, which seemed to bring back his appetite and made his dying years a bit more comfortable, helped alleviate the pain. So talk to us about marijuana within the realm of treating PTSD, why we have so much more of this post-battle trauma than we've had in the past.
So the interesting thing is the nature of war has changed, right, from our previous wars. Our soldiers are far more likely to get their bell rung, as they call it in the service. In other words, minor concussions, right? Well, the problem is when you get a minor concussion, you can recover from that in about a week or two. But if you have another minor concussion on top of that, you might as well have been hit by a car. It causes a massive concussion. Now, because of IEDs, because we use C4, because we have guys known as door kickers, and they're constantly exposed to small blasts, right? That shakes the brain and creates a concussion. So you're creating brain injuries. And the longer these guys go without treatment, and most of them won't tell anybody, they'll just say, oh, I just got my bell rung, and they get back up to work, their brains don't have the opportunity to recover. So what happens is they wind up in a shorter amount of time being just like the guys in the NFL who have repeated concussions every single Sunday and every single practice. So what we're finding now is we have vets from the sandbox coming back with exponential rates of epilepsy, exponential rates of developing Parkinson's. There's some evidence that and reason to believe that they, just like the football players, are developing CTE.
Stephanie, hold that thought for us. We're going to be right back for more discussion of how maybe getting the veterans together with the NFL veterans can provide the public momentum we need to keep marijuana, cannabis legal in the 29 states where it's currently legal. I'm Roger Stone. You're at the War Room, and we'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The war.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Roger Stone, and we are joined by Michael Bowen and Stephanie Scruggs Bowen. Michael is the chief executive officer, and Stephanie serves as the chief operating officer for the Coalition for a Strong America.com. This is one of the most effective organizations in the fight to protect our access and the access of millions to legal cannabis in the 29 states that have chosen to legal it, and hopefully someday all 50 states. We hope to persuade Attorney General Jeff Sessions to honor the president's pledge when he was running for president. You remember the president said he's not a supporter of marijuana. He's a supporter of states' rights. Let the people decide. If the people decide they want medicinal marijuana, well, then the people shall have it. That's the Donald Trump I know and love. We were talking about the use of cannabis to treat PTSD among our veterans, about the commonality of the injuries they are sustaining to some of our professional football players. Let me pick it up there, Stephanie.
So the important thing to understand here is that medical marijuana is incredibly useful for the treatment of PTSD. See, the federal government even knows this, and I wish Jeff Sessions would check out patent number 6,630,507. In fact, you can go look it up yourself. In 1999, the Department of Health, the United States government, the Department of Health, patented medical marijuana because, and I'm quoting, for its use is a neuroregenerator and a neuroprotectant. A neuroregenerator means it can regenerate, literally regenerate your nervous system. So they found, and they proved it in their patent, they found that it is effective in treating Alzheimer's, in Parkinson's, in HIV, in arthritis, and in PTSD. In fact, the Israeli government now actively prescribes cannabis to its soldiers for the treatment of PTSD and has been doing so for years. But our government knows this, and it's known it since 1999. Again, it's Big Pharma keeping something affordable out of the hands that need it. And my husband here, because he was on barbiturates for so long, barbiturates deteriorate your nerves. Think of like an electrical cord on a lamp, right? Your nerves have a coating just like that electrical cord does. And if you take that coating off, you get all kinds of kind of sparks going out. Well, your nerves work the same way. And unfortunately, for long-term use of barbiturates through and most other epilepsy medications, the same thing happens to the nerves. It's called neurodegeneration. And we've had great success in alleviating Michael's pain by using medical marijuana, which is actively regenerating those nerves in his nervous system for him.
This is fascinating. Michael, I know that you have been, along with Stephanie, in the forefront on Capitol Hill to protect illegal marijuana.
Yes.
As you know, the House Rules Committee recently denied us the opportunity to attach the rider that has been on every budget since 2014 that would prevent the Justice Department from using federal funds to crack down on state legalized marijuana. Where do you see this fight going?
Well, it's a very significant fight, and that that effort in and of itself was a step backwards in us legitimatizing this as medicine. And again, going back to the actual patent that the U.S. government has, they like to talk about the fact that there's no evidence and there's no research and no studies, yet in their own patent they cite about 40 studies. So there is a significant coalition on Capitol Hill within the House as far as keep protecting our rights. We have more work to do in the Senate for sure. And definitely with Jeff Sessions. So, but I think we're going to get there. I think we're going to reschedule this from class one to class three. I don't think it's going to happen in a year or two. I think it's probably going to happen in maybe 3 or 4 years. Once we do that, it takes care of all the other issues. It takes care of the banking issues. It takes care of the VA issues and the VA policy. You know, if you're a veteran now and you get caught with this in your system, you lose all your benefits, which is crazy. You look at my friends.
It's absurd. So in other words, if you're caught with effective medicine in your bloodstream,
right,
they cut off your benefits to go buy ineffective, harmful medicines.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Not only that, but they're prescribing the opiates. So, you know, my friend Boone Cutler, who's a war vet, combat vet, he was on a couple dozen different pills before he discovered cannabis. So not only do they not want to keep this very healthy option open for our vets, they want to prescribe poison to us.
You know, and the other interesting thing is, and Trey Gowdy made some great points about this in the House not very long ago, marijuana is currently scheduled as Schedule One. Do you know that cocaine and heroin have a lower safety rating? They're considered more safe than marijuana.
It's Kafka-esque.
It's ridiculous.
It's true Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. Only the federal government could tell you in one breath, this has no medicinal value. Oh, by the way, we hold a patent on synthetic THC because it has all these medicinal values. I'm reading from their abstract application. They say that it is useful in age-related, inflammatory, and autoimmune diseases. They say it is useful in limiting neurological damage, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, HIV, dementia. In their own application, they admit that it has value in the treatment of these conditions, yes. And in the next breath, they tell you it has no value. My friend Congressman Matt Gaetz, a true hero on this issue, he complains about the fact that when he tries to move pro-cannabis legislation, they say, well, there isn't enough research. And then when he tries to move funding to get better research, they say, well, we can't find the way to finance that research. So it's catch-22. We can't get legalization because we have enough research, and we can't get enough research because it's not legal. Absurd. The Israelis really are the world's leaders, yes, in terms of their cannabis benefit and harm research. And as you point out, they are now legally using it for their soldiers. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Also absolutely for cancer, amazing, too. And another important thing to note, the United States federal government has been funding Israeli marijuana research for the last 50 years, yep, on an average of $100,000 a year, on an average across those 50. Some years have been more, some years have been less. So they know that the research is there. They're funding the research. Over 100 different studies have proven that cannabis helps cancer, and in many forms of cancer, not just alleviates the symptoms, but kills the cancer cells. And this is research that the government's paying for. They just won't allow it to happen here. They'd rather it happen over in Israel. Apparently, maybe Israel has a less strong big pharma lobby.
Extraordinary. I want to thank Michael Bowen, Stephanie Scruggs Bowen for joining us today. We're going to have them back. They are true leaders in the fight to protect medicinal marijuana, and in the future, we hope to legalize it. We certainly hope to reschedule it so that doctors who believe their patients can benefit can legally prescribe it. But while you're with me, I want to remind you yet again that this kind of terrific programming is not free, and we need you to go to the InfoWars.com store now. Now, you've heard me talk about my favorite product. That would be Brain Force. When I find that I've been up all night writing, and I have get very little done during the day because the phone is constantly ringing, and therefore I have to stay up late at night to write my stuff. The next day you can be a little foggy. I find that Brain Force brings me a mental clarity, a mental energy, ability to kind of sort through the tasks ahead, and I highly recommend it. But at 50% off, I can really recommend it. Brain Force, without any question, my favorite product at the InfoWars store. And when you buy at the InfoWars store, you help pay for the expansion of InfoWars, including the new programming here at the War Room. So help yourself, help us, Help the revolution. Go to the store now. Thanks again to Michael and Stephanie.
Thanks for
I'm at the War Room, and we'll be right back.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at the War Room with Roger Stone and my colleague Owen Scheuer. Owen is doing an able job of holding down the anchor chair here at the War Room, and we find our audience growing and reaction to every day's programming getting better and better by the day. We are part of the expansion that Alex Jones has been planned for some time and is now executing almost 10 hours of live programming every day. Owen, how do you see the state of the world today?
Well, Roger, there's some stories that are not shocking to me. We know that the Democrat Party is collapsing and corroding right in front of our face, as well as everything that they've tried to wage against Trump with their fake news. So I wanted to bring up a couple of stories here and get your opinion on them. First, this is a story out of the Daily Caller. Fusion GPS partners plead the fifth during House Intel appearance. Two of the co-founders of Fusion GPS, Peter Frisch and Thomas Kahtan, pled the fifth to every question asked of them while they were in a meeting with House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday. And these, of course, are the opposition research firm Fusion GPS behind the infamous Trump dossier. But I'm just curious, Roger, when you were put in front of a committee and questioned, you didn't plead the fifth, did you?
No, and in all honesty, I did have to consider it. It was an option laid out for by my lawyers, particularly on the narrow question of the source who confirmed the Julian Assange speech and tweet of June 21st, in which he openly said that he had emails that belonged to Hillary Clinton and he would publish them. But I answered all of their questions honestly and truthfully. And, of course, I vehemently denied any collusion, coordination, or conspiracy with the Russian states or any Russians or anyone representing the Russians or anyone fronting for the Russians or anyone named Igor or Boris. The entire question surrounding this phony dossier, which seeks to implicate President Donald Trump in sexual shenanigans with prostitutes who supposedly urinated on a bed in a five-star hotel, dubbed by Alex Jones as Pee-Pee Gate, continues to boggle the mind because our tax dollars, our FBI, at the direction of Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, paid $50,000 for this fraudulent, forged document. And, of course, John McCain arranged for the document to be brought to the United States and given to our FBI, who presumably then ponied up $50,000 of our tax dollars to pay for it. Frankly, Senator McCain's role in this should be investigated by the Senate Ethics Committee. It would be nice if some member of the U.S. Senate, the only ones who have standing to file a complaint before that body, would have the gumption to do so, Republican or Democrat. John McCain's role in this is very much suspect, in my opinion.
So the Trump haters and those that attack Trump can't answer questions, and then the people on Trump's side answer every question. Shocking. Imagine my shock to that. Now, here's a story, Roger. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this. Shakeup at the DNC, Democrat National Committee, longtime officials ousted. Shakeups underway. Several key longtime officials have lost their post. The ousters come ahead of the DNC's first meeting since Perez, that's the potty mouth Tom Perez, took over as the chairman with a pledge to unite the party after the Sanders-Clinton campaign divided it. Complaints are already beginning after they saw Perez's list of appointments, which is overwhelmingly Clinton-backed members. Some of these names are Ray Buckley, James Zogby, Alice Germond, Barbara Caspar, Sipperstein. I'm not sure if any of those names are important or if you're familiar with any of that. But what do you make of the DNC trying to shake things up right now? Just another act of desperation?
What this is, Owen, is rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. The Democratic Party is a pale imitation of what it once was. Under presidents like John F. Kennedy and Harry Truman, this was an anti-communist party that stood for national defense, but also stood for the working people. The Democratic Party today is left in a pool of identity politics and small but loud interest groups that control it, completely cut off from the concerns or attitudes or values of average working Americans. So I wish Mr. Perez well, but the problem here is that most of the Democrats I know, and I know many of them, and I am friendly with a number of professional Democrats, just want Bill and Hillary and their greedy, rapacious little daughter to disappear. Take your ill-gotten millions, the hundreds of millions that you have lined your pockets with, and ride off into the sunset and hope that Jeff Sessions and his investigators are not following you, which, of course, they should be. How long will the Clintons destroy the prospects of the Republican Party? From the point of view of a partisan, Hillary, please run again. Please run again. My book, The Clintons' War on Women, will be out in a nanosecond with new chapters about your phony Russian narrative and how we now know things I didn't know when I wrote the book, how you and Bill were getting millions from the Russians in turn for turning over 20% of our strategic uranium. And more importantly, how the Obama administration knew about massive corruption, payoffs, bribery in this effort, but did nothing about it. Yes, there was a presidential candidate in bed with the Russians. Yes, there was a presidential candidate nominated by one of the two major parties whose aides were making millions off of the oligarchs around Vladimir Putin. Unfortunately, that candidate was Hillary Rodham Clinton. So I think the Democratic Party has a death wish. They keep Nancy Pelosi. They keep Hillary Clinton. In all honesty, the only fellow they have who, while I don't love him, I admit he's a shrewd pal, and that is their Senator Chuck Schumer. Now, he's one of my least favorite Democrats, but at least he seems to know what he is doing. And even he would probably tell you privately that a party without the Clintons stands to be a much more successful political party.
And, of course, Putin comes out. The story's on Infowars.com saying exactly what you're talking about. It was Hillary Clinton the whole time behind the Russian collusion, phony, fake news narrative just to disrespect Trump and his voters. Roger, we've got 2.5 minutes left here. You're going to do double time today as I've got to step out. So I want to, there's a wand, nice. I want to take things a different direction and talk a little fashion with you today. Did you happen to see President Trump's tie today?
I confess that I did not. I was so tied up with the preparation for the 2-hour block of the war room that I'm going to enjoy today that I must have missed that. Can we cut to a photo of it? Let's see.
Yeah, we'll see if the crew can pull up a photo. Guys, it was when he was meeting with the mayor from Puerto Rico today. Or I don't know, mayor or governor. I'm sorry, I forget. But, Roger, I noticed something. Now, a man like you, I'll even admit myself, we think about what we wear, and sometimes there's some things behind it, if you wear. There's a reason why we choose the colors or what have you. And President Trump is someone who always wears usually a plain colored tie or a power tie with stripes on it. Today he was wearing a gradient style tie with blue going to red that kind of appeared purple. I've never seen the president, I've never seen Donald Trump wear a tie like this before. Have you? I don't know. Something seems, why do you think he was wearing this tie? I don't know.
Well, first of all, I think it's important to understand that Donald Trump is the man who essentially founded the red power tie of the 1980s. He was the first one to wear that, and it became a standard on Wall Street and in the New York business and ultimately world business community. Trump is a man who is fastidious about his tailoring. Until recently, he was, as I understand it, buying at Brioni, an Italian make. Now I understand that that he is having his clothes made in this country, I believe, by a tailor in Tennessee called Chadwick, I believe it is. He is fastidious about his appearance. So if the president is breaking out sartorially with a more interesting tie, I must say it's still tasteful. It's still somber. It still fits within that kind of solid color meme that he favors. Now,
I'm just hoping everything's okay. Cause the weird tie, I was just wondering. All right. Hey, Roger Stone doing double time today. He takes over the war room. Don't go anywhere.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Of a century, to abandon the ideals we have advanced around the globe, to refuse the obligations of international leadership and our duty to remain the last best hope of Earth for the sake of some half-baked, spurious nationalism cooked up by people who would rather find scapegoats than solve problems. is as unpatriotic as an attachment to any other tired dogma of the past that Americans consigned to the ash heap of history.
Wrestling with being shoveled onto the ash heap of history, Arizona Senator John McCain, his vote on the Senate floor, bought and paid for by the military-industrial complex and the Soros machine, revealed his true disdain for the American people while ironically being awarded a medal for protecting liberty in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In 1991, McCain was appointed as chairman of the Senate Select Committee on POW/MIA Affairs due to the fact that internal Pentagon whistleblowers had been complaining for years that significant information was being withheld regarding the POWs. McCain would use this committee to cover up the truth all the way until today, following a pattern constructed by the White House since old Tricky Dick Nixon took office. Yet McCain is accepting contributions, i.e. thinly disguised bribes, that constitute constitute a major conflict of interest for the McCain Institute from the very machine that is subverting the interests of the United States. The Daily Caller reported the Institute has accepted contributions of as much as $100,000 from billionaire liberal activist funder George Soros and from Teneo, a for-profit company co-founded by Doug Band, former President Bill Clinton's bagman. Teneo has long helped enrich Clinton through lucrative speaking and business deals. And Bloomberg reported in 2016 on $1 million Saudi Arabian donation to the Institute, a contribution the McCain Group has refused to explain publicly. In addition, the Institute has taken at least $100,000 from a Moroccan state-run company tied to repeated charges of worker abuse and exploitation, along with $100,000 from the Pivotal Foundation, a private equity and real estate firm. The Pivotal Foundation has in the last 3 years given $205,000 to the National Iranian American Council, which has been a vocal advocate for the Iranian nuclear deal the Obama administration negotiated.
Just a quick question. Has your relationship with the president raised to the point that you are not going to support anything that he comes to you and asks?
Why would you say something that stupid? Why would you ask something that dumb? Huh? My job as a United States Senator is a senator from Arizona, which I was just reelected to. You mean that I am somehow going to behave in a way that I'm going to block everything because of some personal disagreement? That's a dumb question.
McCain, suffering from brain cancer, would rather go down with the New World Order ship rather than right the damage he has already done, serving himself rather than his country. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We have your Russian collusion, Mad Maxine, but you might want to hold on to that impeach 45 pitchfork because it's not what it seems. A new bombshell report from The Hill reveals that the FBI had uncovered a Russian bribery plot way back in 2009. The FBI gathered substantial evidence that Russian nuclear industry officials were engaged in bribery, kickbacks, extortion, and money laundering designed to grow Vladimir Putin's atomic energy business inside the U.S. But they sat on the story for years, allowing President Obama to sign a controversial deal in 2010, giving Russia control of 20% of U.S. uranium. The report confirms the Russians routed millions of dollars into the U.S. to support this scheme via charitable donations to the Clinton Foundation. Plus, special counsel Robert Mueller sat on the committee alongside Hillary Clinton, which rubber-stamped the sale of uranium despite knowing about Russian racketeering. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Roger Stone. Let me correct a misstatement in the first block when I made reference to President Donald Trump, who has traditionally had his clothing made by Brioni. I misidentified the very fine maker of American clothes, Hardwick Clothes of Cleveland, Tennessee, who have graciously offered to dress our president with a fine garment made entirely in the USA. I apologize for that misstatement, and I salute to my friends at Hardwick. Joining me now, Jack Posobiec, known in the movement as Jumping Jack Flash with Rebel Media, a man with unparalleled sources in and around Washington, well connected to the Trump administration and very much on top of the latest developments in the United States regarding the cover-up by the Obama Justice Department as it pertained to a bribery and influence peddling operation by the Russian state to grab control of 20% of our strategic uranium. By now, you know that Bill Clinton pocketed $500,000, and the Clinton crime syndicate front, the Clinton Foundation, pocketed $145 million from this criminal enterprise. Jack, what is your latest and what's your analysis?
Roger, this is actually going to be picking up some traction now that finally that Chuck Grassley, the Republican on the Judiciary Committee, has announced that there will be hearings on this. Now, we have also covered the hearings that the Senate has been having on the quote-unquote Russian collusion investigation so far. But to this point, they have been without merit. They've called numerous members of people connected to the Trump movement in. Everyone has given complete information and shown without a shadow of a doubt there was no collusion between Trump and Russia. They then brought the people from CrowdStrike in. CrowdStrike was the outfit that was essentially hired by the DNC to provide proof of the hacking that, quote unquote, that was claimed by the DNC to testify before Congress to give that information. They provided no information. They pled the fifth. They did not provide any information to Congress. Now, meanwhile, Grassley is using that same purview of Russian collusion to now bring in individuals associated with this investigation that the FBI kept in secret for almost an entire decade up until this point. We're looking at about 8 years of investigation. It was closed. It was shut. Charges were filed. But nothing was brought against the highest people tied into this. So what's actually going to happen is it looks like the Democrats may have overplayed their hand on this one, and that opening up all of these hearings against Russia and against the Republicans and Trump is now creating a situation where the Senate absolutely has purview to look at the Clintons' ties to Russia and the Russian state to the tune of $145 million. Roger, they can't sweep this under the rug.
You know, the president himself has told me that he has become a great admirer of Senator Chuck Grassley. You know, he is so different than your usual Washington go along, get along, look the other way U.S. senator, of which there are too many in the Republican caucus. I know the president views Grassley as a man of utmost integrity and extraordinary courage and guts, and that is proving to be the case. I was interested to see if, because this story was first reported by The Hill and then later by Circa News with excellent coverage by our friend Sean Hannity, whether the mainstream media would then be able to just sweep it under the rug. The fact that NBC Nightly News was forced to cover it, the fact that Senator Grassley is now opening an investigation before the Senate Judiciary Committee, in my opinion, makes it very difficult to perpetuate the cover-up. How do you see it, Jack?
Absolutely, Roger. So now that we're seeing more and more of this investigation unfold, and it's starting to turn in on its head, keep in mind, and I know that you've borne this out, many people have borne this out before, that not a single dollar has been tracked from the Trump campaign all the way back to the annals of the Kremlin and the halls of Vladimir Putin's private dacha over by Sochi, right? Not a single dollar, not a single ruble has been tracked back to Putin from Trump. However, now we have found over $145 million directly tied to the Clinton Foundation and the Russian state. So what they're going to be able to do is tie that very specifically through a series of documents. Now, there's this FBI informant, and we haven't gotten his name yet because, for obvious reasons, he is protecting his identity. He was barred from speaking before Congress by the Obama Justice Department, and apparently he claims he was even, his lawyer claims, I should say, he was even threatened by Barack Obama and the administration because he wanted to go and testify to allow Congress to know what was going on. He felt that there was a cover-up because he says he has provided mountains of evidence of this collusion to the government, but charges were never brought, not even investigations, as far as we know, ever brought against the Clinton Foundation in full. Now that same FBI informant, and this is going to rock Capitol Hill, depending on his testimony. That same informant is now going to speak before Senator Grassley and before the Senate Judiciary Committee. So the left, the Democrats, are incumbent on hoping that they are not going to be able to prove it. But his evidence, if it proves to be true, is going to be quite damning.
Yeah, this sounds to me like real bombshell testimony, which makes it harder and harder for this scandal to go away. It's kind of ironic because the very four men who've been leading the charge with the claim that Donald Trump was somehow colluding, conspiring, or coordinating with the Russians are Robert Mueller, the FBI director, his successor, James Comey, the FBI director, the deputy FBI director, Andrew McCabe, and U.S. attorney, now assistant attorney general, Rod Rosenstein. In other words, the four guys who ran the investigation into the effort by the Russians to subvert and affect this decision within the Obama administration via the Clinton money machine are the same four guys investigating the president for his alleged but completely unproven connections to Russia. This is Kafkaesque. This is Alice in Wonderland time. This is so bizarre that it's actually hard to believe. And then yesterday, the first time, we see some evidence that Jeff Sessions is actually awake. What did you make of that?
I was quite surprised at Sessions yesterday. I was glad, very glad, but it has been a very long time coming. The man has been in his job for 8-9 months at this point, and this is the first we're hearing of it. Now, I can sympathize with the amount of cleaning up that he has to do in the Department of Justice in the wake of Holder and Lynch, and I would love to give him the benefit of the doubt, but to call these charges it really seems that this is only being done in response to the bombshell reporting and in response to what's been coming out, that it turns out this is his own deputy. Roger, this is his own administration. This is his own department, in which Robert Mueller is currently drawing a paycheck as special prosecutor. They are now supposedly going to be investigating. And the part that really threw me for a loop is when he said that Rosenstein would not have to recuse himself in the investigation of the investigation when Rosenstein himself played a part in the original.
Absolutely. Jack Posobiec from the Rebel Media, thanks for joining us here at the War Room. If you can hang in for another segment, I'd love to kick it around with you. In the meantime, folks, massive, massive discounts now at the InfoWars.com store. BrainForce, 50% off. Essential Oils Collection, 25% off. Alexa Pure Pro, 20% off. All Emmerich Essentials, 50% off. Get there now.
Enjoy all-natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market.
Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Olan Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Roger Stone, and you're at the right place. That's right, you're on the War Room here at InfoWars.com. Joining me via magic is my friend Jack Posobiec, a inveterate investigative reporter and fellow revolutionary with his pulse on the situation in Washington. Now, when Frederica Wilson was in the Florida legislature, she was considered an eccentric. There are not many women who habitually wear a cowboy hat who are from South Florida and not west of the Mississippi. But now the congresswoman seems to have gotten herself embroiled in a major flap with the president of the United States. Jack, why don't you recap this for us and tell us what exactly General Kelly had to say about it today.
So, Roger, what specifically happened here earlier this week was that she had participated in the funeral for one of the soldiers, one of our special operators, Green Berets, who died in Niger, was killed in Niger fighting the terrorists there. Boko Haram is one of the main area units in that area. And during this time, she said that she was on the phone or heard President Trump on the phone with the family, and or she may have also been on the phone. I'm not sure exactly the logistics of it, but she heard him say a line to them that he knew what he was signing up for, and that she made it sound as if President Trump was belittling the service of this soldier, the service of this Green Beret. And then went to the media and essentially blasted it all over the place, made a huge stink about it, told everybody what was going, that Trump had attacked a Gold Star family, that he was doing this, that he was doing that. It was completely not true. Now, John Kelly gets wrapped up in it as well, because John Kelly's own son, First Lieutenant Robert Kelly, U.S. Marine Corps, was actually himself killed in Helmand Province, Afghanistan, back, I think it was 2010, years ago, and he is buried at Arlington. And so for him, this was a huge, huge moment, and he actually took to the White House press conference today, the actual Brady press room, and delivered an extremely emotional statement, something he had said, look, I never wanted to get involved in this. I never wanted this to be brought up. My son, or any question anyone, any son or any family who had sacrificed. But because this congresswoman was politicizing the entire event, was bringing, the fallen soldiers, children of current elected officials or families that are currently grieving, he felt the need to bring it up. And delivered a massive statement today, something that was so emotional and gripping, and really criticized Congresswoman Wilson for attacking the president over something like this, saying that this was a sacred phone call and that it should never have been discussed in public to begin with. I understand the father actually reached out and said that in the context that what he was saying was, and I say this as a veteran myself, I hear this from many people who have lost friends, I've lost friends. They say, when we say we know what you signed up for, it's because we volunteer to serve our country. We volunteer to serve our fellow men and women of the United States. That's what we're signing up for. So actually, yes, we are signing up for something incredibly sacred, and his service was incredibly sacred as well. And for her to politicize this, it goes, honestly, Roger, beyond the pale of anything I've really seen in politics.
You know, last night, Congresswoman Wilson skipped to the North Miami Beach Kiwanis Club, where she was scheduled to speak, claiming that she had skipped it for security concerns. A representative of hers who attended the meeting claimed that this was based on Trump's rhetoric. He didn't call him the president. But I checked with the Broward County Sheriff's Office. I also checked with my sources in the U.S. Secret Service and the Capitol Hill Police. None of them told me or confirmed that there were any death threats against the good congresswoman. I think she just didn't want to show so she could go off and do media. Leave it to the Democrats to politicize the death of an American service person. If I have any message for Congresswoman Wilson, it is simply this. Lose the cowboy hat. For your own good, lose the cowboy hat. Jack Posobiec joining us here on the War Room. I do want to mention to you that tomorrow, thanks to the Southeast Volusia County Republican Club, I will be attending their Trump Fest in New Smyrna Beach. That's tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. It takes place at the Historical Women's Club at 403 Magnolia Street in New Smyrna Beach. Now, my fellow patriot and friend Chris Cox of Bikers for Trump will be speaking, along with Colonel Mike McAllister of Citizens for Trump. Jack, we're going to miss you, but we expect to have a terrific evening. So please, if you are in the area, come on down and say hello. I will be signing copies of my book, The Making of the President 2016. And given her activities, I think I may also be signing copies of the Clinton's War on Women. Jack, thanks for joining us here at the last minute on the War Room. We look forward to having you back.
No problem. Thanks, Roger. Always a pleasure. Have fun tomorrow.
Many thanks. For those of you who missed it in the earlier segment, President George W. Bush gave a speech in New York sponsored by the George W. Bush Institute, and he continued the Russia, Russia, Russia phony neocon narrative. The former president said, and I quote, "Our country must show resolve and resilience in the face of external attacks on our democracy." external attacks, Mr. President? What about the internal attacks? The fact is the deep state and the Clinton-Bush crime syndicate have rolled out George W. demonstrates exactly how desperate these folks are. Bush goes on to say, and I quote, America has experienced a sustained attempt by a hostile power to feed and exploit our country's divisions. Actually, no. What we've seen has been a feeble and inept attempt, ham-handed based on everything that I have seen, to somehow use $100,000 worth of Facebook ads to affect an election in which literally millions of people voted. Looks to me like Igor and Boris don't know how American politics works, and they certainly don't know how to function within it. Now, some of you may remember that it was George W. Bush who said, and I quote, after the Trump inauguration, that he went and cratered the economy. You lied us into a foreign war in Iraq for which our inherent national interest was never clear. You claimed weapons of mass
destruction. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. we have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Millie Weaver reporting for InfoWars.com. We're here in Austin, Texas, and we're going to be asking people what they think about the recent Hollywood sex abuse scandals that have been coming out following Harvey Weinstein's sex allegations, where several women came out alleging that Harvey Weinstein, the big Miramax producer, sexually assaulted them. Well, it's also interesting to note that other actresses came out, such as Angelina Jolie, Reese Witherspoon, and even Rose McGowan. Rose McGowan actually came out and said Lisa Bloom, the daughter of the feminist powerhouse attorney Gloria Allred, had actually been trying to silence her for months and had even went so far as to offer millions of dollars to keep silent about Harvey Weinstein's sexual abuses. Well, let's go see what these people in Austin, Texas have to say about this situation. What do you guys think about the recent Hollywood sex scandals?
Not much, really. I don't really know much.
Did you guys hear about a bunch of like celebrities, Angelina Jolie, Gwyneth Paltrow, Rose McGowan?
No, they all not very current.
Have you heard about the recent Hollywood sex abuse scandals that have been happening?
No, I haven't.
Where we had Angelina Jolie, a bunch of celebrity women coming out talking about producers abusing them?
No.
You haven't heard of it?
No.
Have you guys heard about the Hollywood sex abuse scandals?
No.
Have you heard about the recent Hollywood sex abuse scandals?
No.
What do you guys think about the recent Hollywood sex abuse scandals? What do you guys think about the recent Hollywood sex abuse scandals? Harvey Weinstein and all that?
We're from Alaska and we don't really watch TV, so I have no clue.
Did you hear about the Hollywood sex abuse scandals?
I have not.
Did you hear about the Hollywood sex abuse scandals?
No, actually, no.
Have you heard about the Hollywood sex abuse scandals?
No, I haven't.
Did you guys hear about the Hollywood sex abuse scandals with the celebrities coming out saying that they were assaulted or sexually abused by producers and directors?
No.
I haven't either.
Not many people in America know about these Hollywood sex abuse allegations, despite the fact that we have celebrity women coming out making these allegations. For instance, Rose McGowan was even temporarily suspended from Twitter after coming out against Harvey Weinstein. We had stories of past cover-ups, media outlets, and news outlets actually having advance notice of Harvey Weinstein's bad behavior and covering it up years ago. So it's no wonder that we have such a silence, a deafening silence from the mainstream media when these celebrity women are coming out making these allegations. It appears that they don't want this light shown on the Hollywood swamp. Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Harvey Weinstein, the big Miramax producer.
The producer guy. Yes, I've heard about, it was like quite a bit of people actually that they were saying they got sexual abuse, yeah.
Oh, yes, the Weinstein account. Yes, I've heard about that. Can you share some information?
Okay, so Harvey Weinstein, who's a co-founder producer of Miramax, the production studio, a bunch of women have come out saying that he raped them, sexually abused them. So you heard about that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did you guys also hear about Reese Witherspoon? She came out?
No, I did not hear about that.
She came out and said that when she was 16, she was sexually assaulted by a director.
It's just awful because I know a lot of the actresses, like some of them were kind of more upcoming actresses, and they said that it discouraged them from acting. So that's just such an unfortunate, awful thing. And it makes you wonder like how many other people of authority in that industry are doing the same thing.
In order to cover something up, it means that you feel as though your career would be in jeopardy if you were to bring it to light.
Yeah, now that you're talking, I remembered on Facebook this morning, I saw a friend of mine coming out telling about several incidents she has had in her life. Maybe that was because of that. Just that I've been on vacation, so I didn't follow the news. So maybe something happens when people come out and tell about it, and then others do, and so we get more aware of the problem.
Us at InfoWars, we had been reporting that this sex abuse scandals in Hollywood have been going on, and people had been being quiet about it, and finally now it's coming out.
I think it's just them not doing their job. It's obviously a huge story, and it should have been covered sooner.
What do you think about how you have these women who are helping these predators, claiming that they're for women, that they're feminists?
I don't really understand that at all. I don't understand why she would be pushing her, like pressuring her to not say anything. I think that kind of disgusts me. I would understand the women that didn't speak about it, like the ones who were harassed who didn't speak about it, because I think a lot of times when women try to report sexual harassment and rape and stuff like that, it's often suppressed. So it's not usually taken seriously.
It seems as though it's the woman's fault.
Yes, yeah.
You're probably asking the wrong person, because I would like to castrate him and send him off.
But do you think that women should be supported more for speaking out?
Yes, definitely.
What do you think? Is it surprising that this kind of behavior would be going on in Hollywood?
Absolutely not. It's been permitted for years, and it's about time somebody was able to nip it in the bud and stop it.
Probably not say that I was completely surprised, but I honestly don't think that it's should be accepted in any way. I think Hollywood's, of course, got a lot of beautiful women, but they should also be respected. And I don't think any man ever has a right to be inappropriate with a female.
It's one of those circles that you just, it's like everybody knows but nobody tells kind of thing. Honestly, I think that's like people that, like, everybody kind of knows that, you know, there's this kind of circle that it's like a mafia almost. I don't think it's right, obviously.
I think it's been going on for a long time, and it's taken way too long for it to come to light now. I think that all these women have the right to speak for themselves, and I think that it's been a long time coming. So, I mean, I'm happy that it's finally coming to light now.
Where did you hear about the Weinstein sexual assaults? Was it social media?
Usually just people.com. I'm on that a lot, if not dailymail.com.
Have you seen any mainstream media, television, news sites covering it?
I haven't.
Do you think the mainstream media is kind of lacking here?
I think so, because I honestly hadn't heard much about it before you approached me. I heard about like a few of the actresses and then Angelina Jolie reporting it, but I only read one article on it. I really haven't seen as much as I probably should be.
All right, there you have it. Thank you, Millie Weaver, for a terrific piece from the streets of Austin. In our next segment, Leanne McAdoo is going to bring us up to date on the Russian collusion delusion and the latest on that. I've been carefully watching the state of Michigan, and I am increasingly excited about the prospects for rock legend Kid Rock to seize a U.S. Senate seat in the name of reform. Kid Rock, like Donald Trump, comes from a discipline outside of politics. He's made his living in entertainment, and if you listen to him, you know he's a born rocker. Now, the latest is that Eminem, a man of the left, may decide to jump into this race. Well, my money is with Kid Rock. I think that properly managed, properly handled, and properly funded, he could go all the way. Now, Ronald Reagan, George Murphy, they came from the world of entertainment to the world of politics, as did Arnold Schwarzenegger, whereas Donald Trump came from the world of business. Folks, keep an eye on Kid Rock. I think he could go all the way. Again, we'll be back with Leanne McAdoo and a special report on the Russian collusion delusion. You're here on The War Room.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at The War Room, and I'm your host, Roger Stone. Our technicians tell me that we won't be able to bring you that anticipated special report from Leanne McAdoo. We will bring it up another time. But in the meantime, I want to revisit the situation in Las Vegas. You see, citizen journalists and eyewitnesses to the Las Vegas massacre on October 1st have been using the power of the internet to share their stories with each other, even as the bigger social networks move on in overdrive to try to censor them. One would expect, especially given the considerable resources assigned to the case, that as time progressed, we would be learning more about exactly what happened. Sadly, this has not been the case. Narrative after narrative have been proffered, and one by one, they are poked full of holes by video, audio, and eyewitness accounts captured on the scene. When the mainstream media and their handlers realize their narrative is shredded in tatters, all they do is roll out yet another one. Attempting to dive into the variety of media-generated raw image, video, and audio captured on the scene, as well as the outpouring of personal accounts, recorded later, reveals how deeply ingrained this rabbit hole goes. One red flag after another has been raised by the drive-by media. They quickly are glossed over and ignored. Today, we're going to talk about guns and money. Almost immediately after the shooting, Eric Paddock, the brother attributed to lone wolf Stephen Paddock, told the Washington Post that his brother only owned 5 guns, didn't hunt, and rarely shot his weapons. According to law enforcement reports released the day after the incident, some 23 guns were found in Paddock's Mandalay Bay suite, some of which had been converted, as we now know, to be fully automatic. It turns out that Eric didn't know his brother very well because in just the last year, Stephen Paddock had purchased at least 33 firearms in the 1 year period from October 2016 until the actual day of the shootings. We say at least 33 because ATF, the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms within the U.S. Justice Department, had only searched the records of Nevada, Utah, California, and Texas to try to get hip to Stephen Paddock's gun purchasing proactivities. If Paddock had done mass purchases of weapons in other states, well, we might easily have missed those firearms acquisitions. It's curious that New Mexico and Florida were not included in the list of states recorded by the search, being as Paddock lived in both of them previously. Both states have fairly open and constitutionally based gun laws. When they searched his home in Mesquite, Nevada, authorities claimed to have found at least 19 additional guns. Initial reports said that Paddock had used an AK-47 rifle that appeared to be fully automatic when found on the scene. It was unknown if the weapon was of military grade, had built-in auto fire, or whether it had been modified. This weapon, while initially spoken about by law enforcement representatives and the news media, was not shown in any of the leaked photos of the Mandalay Bay suite. Later reports attributed the automatic nature of machine gun fire as coming from bump stocks, which are also called a slide fire stock, that were attached to at least some of Paddock's guns. Images of the inside of the shooter's hotel room at the Mandalay Bay were released by an anonymous source, not the Las Vegas Police Department, and they showed several different rifles, a number of which did appear to have so-called bump stocks. What is notable, however, is the fact that some of them did not. While not specifically related to the guns, while mentioning the pictures from inside the shooter's Mandalay Bay suite, it's important to note the image of the shooter himself, who appeared to be shot in the head and lying in a pool of his own blood. A clean and shiny rifle casing is sitting on top of the pool of blood by his head. Did the photographer place it there? Someone must have put the casing there because Stephen could not have fired his rifle in such a way to have the casing land on top of the pooled blood from his own mortal head wound, which of course he wouldn't have at the time that he had shot the gun at himself. Therefore, someone had to place the casing where it was. While Eric's brother claimed that Stephen was just an accountant, records show that he worked at Lockheed Martin and NASA and had a security clearance. A clearance is required for much of the work performed in both of those defense industry locations. Paddock was considered a loner with a long line of federal government jobs. He was listed as a U.S. Postal Service letter carrier in the mid-1970s, and then records show that he worked for the Internal Revenue Service from 1978 to 1984. From the IRS, he got a quote-unquote promotion to work at the Department of Defense at the Defense Contract Audit Agency until 1985, when he went to work for one of the defense contracting companies he ostensibly was in charge of auditing. 3 years later, this defense contractor merged with Lockheed Martin. Several sources, including internal newsletters from the 1980s, apparently show that at the same time Stephen was collecting a paycheck from the U.S. Postal Service, he was also arranging bowling tournaments for NASA. NASA, theoretically, an agency that he did not work for. Multiple mainstream reports show that Paddock graduated from California State at Northridge in the 1970s. Cal State Northridge features a strong recruitment and funding link to NASA and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory going back decades. Graduating from Cal State Northridge, then going to a mail carrier, and finally working at the IRS hardly seems like a fitting resume for somebody who was then given a top job as a senior investigator at the Department of Defense's Defense Audit Agency. The DCAA is where the wheels hit the pavement for uncovering or covering up military-industrial scale graft. The right guy for a DCAA job can take the heat off or prepare the way for billions of dollars of overcharges and outright theft of the American taxpayers' dollar. So Paddock's work history from 1988 to the current time is somewhat unclear. But by 2004, he was buying entire apartment complexes, netting himself millions of dollars in profits. By 2017, Stephen Paddock was telling almost anybody who would listen that he was a high-stakes gambler who gambled over $1 million a year at the tables of Las Vegas. This, it just so happens, is the perfect cover for a small-scale money launderer, and it worked for Walter White, after all. Stephen also liked to travel, but his choices of travel destinations tended towards the conflicted. There was some political turmoil someplace. It seems like Stephen Paddock would show up. Now, it's not easy to see why some researchers think that Stephen Paddock was not some accountant run amok, but rather a lifelong operative and employee of the deep state. I am proud to say that no media outlet has led where Infowars.com has led on this important issue. We still don't have the truth about what happened in Las Vegas, but we here at Infowars will not get distracted. We will not move on to the next story. We intend to stay on this one until we get what Alex Jones demands. The truth and nothing but the truth. You're here on The War Room. I want to remind you, stop by the InfoWars.com store to give us the help we need. You are the cutting edge, the tip of the spear.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/